طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our 16th session, session number 16. Reading from Let's Begin to Read Arabic by Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim. And today, inshallah, we intend, بإذن الله تعالى, to go through lessons 30 and 31. Lesson 30 on page 60 and 61, and lesson 31 on page 62 and 63. Before we read the lessons for today, we're going to quickly review the lessons that we took last week, lesson 28 and 29, starting on page 56. And before we do that, I just want to now remind us that because of the ending of the so-called daylight savings time, and the hour being moved back 1 hour, time's on the clocks, so therefore the time for the Dhuhr prayer is right now, today, 11:40, or something like that, and the Iqamah for the prayer in this masjid is 12 o'clock. So the class, the first class, Let's Begin to Read Arabic, is going to be immediately following the Dhuhr prayer. So right now, the Iqamah for the Dhuhr prayer is at 12 o'clock, so this class will be starting at 12:15 for 1 hour until 1:15. And then the book one class will follow immediately after that. Book two class will be immediately after Salatul Asr. Immediately after Salatul Asr, approximately 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And the level 3 fiqh class will be immediately following that from 4 o'clock until Maghrib. So in case you didn't receive the email with the new schedule of the classes, I'm just announcing it now so that everybody can be aware of the schedule. It's very important, if anybody coming to this first class, to come in time to pray Salatul Dhuhr in Jama'ah. To pray Salatul Dhuhr in Jama'ah. Because that is of the greatest duties that we have daily, to perform the prayers on time. And especially for the men, to perform them in congregation, in the masjid. So please, make it your intention not to be to class on time, but to be to Salat on time. And if you make it to Salat on time, inshallah, you'll be on time for the class. Class will be from 12:15 to 1:15. The next class, book one class, will be from 1:15 until Asr, approximately 2:30. And book two class will be immediately after Asr from 3 to 4. Level 3 fiqh will be from 4 until Maghrib, inshallah. That's our plan, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, so let's quickly move right on to the review of the last two lessons that we took last week. That is lesson number 28 and lesson number 29, starting on page 56 and 57. Okay, on page 56, lesson number 28, the letter is waw, and waw is from the letters of the lips, is pronounced by bringing the lips almost together but not completely, in the same way that you would pronounce waw, generally speaking, in English. Okay, so the letter waw is the first letter. The letter waw is a consonant. Previously we saw it as a long vowel, elongating the dhamma. But it must have sukun in order for it to be a long vowel, and it must also have sukun in order for it to be a diphthong, following fatha. In this case here, the waw is being used as a consonant. It has a vowel of its own. So pay attention to the waw, walaikum salam, when it has a vowel of its own, or when it has a sukun, in which case it may be used as the elongation of dhamma or combination with fatha as a diphthong. Okay, we're on page 56, lesson 28, page 56, line 1, the first word. Walada. Walada. Second word. Wildanun. Wildanun. Three syllables. Third word. Waritha. 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 Last word. Wajihun. Wajihun. Short vowel, long vowel. Tanween, wajihun. Line 2, first word. Wulida. Wulida. Three syllables. Wulida. Wulida. Second word. Walidin. Walidin. Long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Walidin. Third word. Wazana. Wazana. Last word. Wajada. Wajada. Line 3, page 56, lesson 28, line 3. First word. Wakilun. Wakilun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Second word. Waratun. Waratun. Two syllables. The ra has sukun. That means it's joined to the letter before it. Waratun. dun wardun. Third word. Shadda on the ha. Wahabun. Shadda on the ha. Fatha elongated by alif. Wahabun. Last word. Wadda. Wadda with shadda on the dal. Okay, turn to the next page. We're still on lesson 28. Page 57, line 4. First word.
Wadudun.
Wadudun. Second word. Wajilat. Three syllables. Wajilat. Wajilat. Third word. Awahun. Awahun. Yani the waw has a shadda. That means that we're going to join the first waw to the syllable before it became aw. And then the second waw is with its own vowel, a fatha elongated by alif, wa, and then yani ha with tanween. Aw, wa, hun. Last word, line 4.
Mawaddatun.
Mawaddatun. With shadda on the del. Line 5, first word. Tawak. Shadda on the calf. Tawakkaltu. Tawakkaltu. Second word. Wajaba, wajaba. Three short vowels. Wajaba. Third word.
Walaja.
Walaja. Walaja. Last word.
Wajuhun.
Again.
Wajuhun.
The short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Wujuhun. Wujuhun. Okay, and then on the box at the bottom of the page, it's just showing you the distinction between waw is being used as elongation of the dhamma, yani mu. And then wa, when it has a vowel of its own as a consonant, mu wa, mu wa. Tayyib. Let's turn to the next lesson, lesson 29. Okay, these are the two lessons that we did last week. This is just a review. Lesson 29, page 58. This is the letter ya. Ya is pronounced from the middle of the tongue and the upper part of the mouth, just opposite to it, when it's used as a consonant. Ya is also used as a long vowel, elongating the kasra. Here it has a vowel of its own, and therefore it is being used as a consonant. Okay, let's pay attention. Lesson 29, page 58, line 1, first word.
Fataya.
Fataya. Second word.
Bintaya.
Bintaya. Third word.
Nasiya.
Nasiya. Nasiya. Three short vowels, three syllables. Nasiya. Last word.
Faniya.
Faniya. Faniya. All short vowels. Fa, ni, ya. Faniya. Line 2. First word.
Liya.
Naam. Two short vowels. Li, ya. Liya. Second word.
Yalidu.
Yalidu. Yalidu. Three short vowels, three syllables. Ya, li, du. Third word.
Yadun.
Yadun. Yadun. Two syllables. Short vowel and tanween. Yadun. Third word.
Yaminun.
Yaminun. Yaminun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Yaminun. Last word.
Yaminun.
A long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Again.
Yasirun.
The first syllable is long. Yasirun. Yasirun. Okay, we're still on page 58, lesson 29, line 3. First word.
Yahudun.
Yahudun. Second word.
Yab.
Ki, yabki. Third word.
Yaktubu.
Yaktubu. Three syllables. Yaktubu. Turn to page 59. 59. Lesson 29, page 59. Line 4. First word.
Yasiru.
Yasiru. Yasiru. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel. Yasiru. Second word, line 4. Yay, that's a diphthong. Fatha followed by ya with sukun. Yay, a, su. Yay, a, su. Third word. Again. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel. Yasudu. Last word.
Yuhajiru.
Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel, short vowel. Yuhajiru. Okay, still on page 59, lesson 29, last line, 5. First word.
Yus'alu.
Yus'alu. Second word.
Yalam
la mu. Yalam لمو. Third word.
إياك.
Shadda on the ya. إياك. إياك. Last word. إياك. إياك. Okay, and at the bottom there's a box again showing you that ya can be used as a letter of elongation if it's following kasra and it has sukun, mi, or it can be used as a consonant of its own, and with a vowel of its own, mia, mia. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, these are the two lessons that we took last week, and today, inshallah, we want to look at the next two lessons. The first lesson, yani, that we're going to take today, new lesson, is lesson number 30 on page 60 and 61. This particular lesson, yani, goes back to a letter that we had previously, that is the letter Hamza. The letter Hamza. Previously we had Hamza written on top of Aleph. And here we have Hamza again written on top of Aleph, but this time the Hamza does not have a vowel. Hamza is a consonant. Hamza is a consonant. And it can take a vowel. But here we are looking at the Hamza when it has no vowel. When it has no vowel, okay? So since Hamza, if you look at the top of the lesson 30, it says new element in this lesson, the glottal stop is without a vowel. The glottal stop meaning Hamza. Hamza is a glottal stop. Yani, it means that when you're pronouncing this letter, you have to close the air passage in the throat and then open it up to pronounce the letter. So if it has no vowel, instead of saying A, E, O, it's just going to be a stop. It's just going to be a stop, okay? So if you come to a Hamza with a sukun, you're going to stop on that letter. It's going to be a break in the word. Okay, it's going to be a break in the word. Where it's just a slight, yani, stop, and then you continue with the rest of the word. Okay, we'll look at how it comes in some of these words and see what we're going to do here. But the point is that Hamza, it can be written on top of Aleph, Waw, or Ya, as we'll see it very soon. And it also can have any vowel, Fatha, Kasra, or Dhamma. It can have no vowel. And sometimes it's written without any seat, not on Aleph, Waw, or Ya. So we have like 7 or 8 lessons dealing with Hamza. This is one of the lessons dealing with Hamza. Hamza, when it has no vowel, it has sukun, okay? So let's look at the lesson, the exercises on page 60, lesson 30. The first line, we see Ra with Fatha. And then we see Hamza with sukun, okay? Hamza with sukun, that means it's a stop. So you're going to say Ra, and you're going to stop. And then you're going to say Sin with Tanween. You're going to pronounce it Sun, okay? If the Hamza had a vowel, you, for example, if it had a Fatha, you would say Ra'asun. If it had a Dhamma, you would say Ra'usun. If it had a Kasra, you would say Ra'isun. But it has no vowel, so it's just going to be a stop with no vowel sound. Ra'sun. Okay? It's not going to be a long break in the word, but it's going to be a break. Okay? You're not going to say Ra'sun. You're going to say Ra'sun. Huh? Okay, it's a break. Okay? Let's try to practice with the first word again. It has a short vowel with Hamza with sukun. Sukun means join it to the letter before, right? To make one syllable. So the first syllable is going to be Ra with Fatha, Hamza with sukun. Stop. That's going to be the first syllable. The first syllable is going to be what? Ra with Fatha, Hamza with sukun. That's a syllable. Ra. And then the next syllable is going to be Seen with Tanween. Okay, first word. Ra-sun, okay? Ra-sun, okay? If that Aleph was elongating the Fatha, it had no Hamza, it was just an Aleph elongating Fatha, how would it be pronounced? Ra-sun. Ra-sun. But here it's not elongating the Fatha, right? It's a seat for Hamza. So we have to pronounce Hamza with its vowel. In this case it has no vowel, so it's just a stop. Ra-sun. All right, let's look at the next word on line 1, the second word.
Ya-ti.
Okay, ya with fatha followed by hamza with sukun. That's one syllable. Ya. And then ta with kasra, elongated by ya-ti. Ya-ti. Okay, second word again.
Ya-ti.
The second word. Ya-ti. All right. Okay, let's go to the third word. Third word is a short vowel followed by Hamza with sukun. That's one syllable. Then Kaf with Dhamma, that's the second syllable. And then Lam with Dhamma, that's the third syllable. Three syllables. The first syllable is Ya, Fatha, Hamza, Sukun. And then two short vowels. Third word.
Ya-kulu.
Ya-kulu. Ya-kulu. Ya-kulu. Yani from akala, ya-kulu. Huwa, ya-kulu. Okay, let's go back and read the line together. Line 1 again. Page 60, lesson 30. Line 1, first word. First word. Ra-sun. Second word.
Ya-ti.
Third word.
Ya-kulu.
Ya-kulu. Alright, okay, let's go to line 2. The first word, ba-fatta, hamza, sukun. That's one syllable. And then seen with tanween, that's two second syllable. Two syllables, okay? First word.
Ba-sun.
Naam. Ba-sun. Ba-sun. This word you might be familiar with in the supplication of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he visited the sick. He would say, La ba's. That's the word, ba's. La ba's. Meaning, there's no harm. It's not harm, yani. Your sickness is not harmful to you. Rather, it is tuhur, inshallah. Purification, Allah willing. Okay, second line, the first word again is what? Ba-sun. Ba-sun. Second word. Ka-sun. Kaf. Fatta hamza with sukun. That's one syllable. Ka. Sun. Ka. Sun. Third word. Line 2.
Fa.
Ti. Short vowel. Fa. Ti. Not like ya. Ti. That's a long vowel. This is fa. Ti. Short vowel. Fa. Ti. Okay, let's read this line again. Together, everybody. Line 2. First word.
Ba. Sun.
Second word.
Ka-sun.
Third word.
Fati.
Fati. Okay, line 3. We have a few words, right?
Yeah.
We have a few words, yeah. This is part of an ayat in the Quran, Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf, that we read on Fridays from the Sunnah. Surah Al-Kahf, yani 18th Surah, 94th ayat. This comes from that ayat. Okay, let's try to read it slowly. The first word in this ayat is what? Inna. Shadda on the noon and a short vowel. Inna. The second word is Ya Fatta Hamza Sukun Jim Dhamma Wow, elongating the Dhamma, and then Jim with Fatta, short vowel. Second word.
Ya
Juja. We're on page 60, lesson 30, page 60, line 3. Ya Juja. The second word is the conjunction end. A N D. In Arabic it is what? Wa. Wa. That means end, this and that. And the last word, Meem Fatta Hamza Sukun. That's one syllable. Jeem Dhamma elongated by Wow. That's a second syllable. And then Jeem with Fatta is the third syllable. Okay? So it's going to be three syllables. Meem Fatta Hamza Sukun. Then Jeem with Dhamma elongated by Wow. And then Jeem with Fatta. Third word.
Ma-ju-ja.
Ma-ju-ja. Ju-ja. Okay? So let's see if we can read it together. Inna.
Inna.
Ma-ju-ya-ju-ja.
Ya-ju-ja.
Wa-ma-ju-ja.
Wa-ma-ju-ja.
Okay, read it again.
Inna. Ya-ju-ja.
Ma-ma-ju-ja. Naam. Inna ya-ju-ja. Wa-ma-ju-ja. Yani mufsiduna fil ard. Yani Ya'juj and Ma'juj will make corruption in the earth. This is mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, 18th Surah, 94th Ayat. And by the way, I just heard recently somebody saying that the idea of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, some people that are hidden behind a wall for 1,000 years and then they're going to come forth and make corruption in the earth, this is something that cannot even be possible. I heard a Muslim, Yani, saying that this is not possible. That it's more likely, a more likely explanation is that perhaps these are zombies, people who are going to come out from the earth, out of the graves. That's what I heard, a Muslim, yani, person teaching Islam, saying that this idea that Muslims believe in, even though the person is a Muslim, is like, yani, it's not possible that that could be. How could there be a wall that's standing for 1,000 years? In any case, the point is that this is something Allah mentioned in the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ taught it to us, and it's a reality. يعني what is difficult for Allah? Allah is the one who فعل لما يريد, does whatever He wills, is power over everything. نعم. Okay, let's turn to the next page, 61. Page 61.
A person is still in the fold of Islam, talking like that?
Well, a person is saying how they understand something. They're giving their interpretation. Of course, people give interpretations, right? People understand things differently. Their interpretation is yani unfounded, for sure. But we don't say that a person who understands something by their intellect or whatever, yani the intellectuals in Islam, yani previously in the history of Islam, there have been movements of people who put the intellect over the revelation. That's a movement in Islam. In any case, the point is, our objective here is not to declare somebody to be a kafir. That's for the scholars to do. But our objective here is to bring to our attention that this idea is a false idea. That what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran is something, if we understand it as Allah mentioned it, and as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained it, and as the Muslim scholars throughout history understood it, that this is far-fetched. To say that this is far-fetched, that this is something that we can't, yani if you want to believe it, that's up to you, but I can't believe that, that is really, yani way off track. It's way off track. Be careful, yani, what we say about Islam. Be careful what we say about the deen of Allah. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, back to our lesson, and we're up against time, so please let's stay on track a little bit. We're doing lesson 30, page 61. Yani, the letter Hamza, when it has sukoon. When it has sukoon. Okay, line number 4, first word. Ka. Kada'bi. Kada'bi. Three syllables. Second word. Ma'wahu. Yani, mim, fatta, hamza, sukoon, that's one syllable. Wa with fatta elongated by alif, that's the second syllable. And the third syllable is ha with dhamma, short vowel. Naam. Second word. No, I'm saying second, I'm going back again to the second word. I just want to hear you read the second word again. Now, ma'wahu. Ma'wahu. Third word. Fa'run. Fa'run. Fa with fatta, followed by hamza with sukoon, that's one syllable. Ra with tanween is the second syllable. Fa'run. Okay, going to the last word on line 4, last word. Ma'kalun. Three syllables. Ma'kalun. Ma'kalun. Okay, let's read all together line 4. First word. Kada'bi. Second word. Ma'wahu. Third word. Fa'run. Last word. Ma'kalun. Ma'kalun. From akala, yani to eat. Yani ma'kalun means yani food, something that is eaten. Line number 5. Again, we have a long sentence here. This is a part of an ayah from the Quran, from Surah Al-Rahman, 55th surah, 29th ayat. Okay, let's read it word by word. The first word. Kulla. Second word. Yaumin. Third word. Huwa. Fourth word. Fi. Last word. Sha'nin. Okay, let's read it again. First word? Kulla. Second word? Yaumin. Third word? Huwa. Next word? Fi. Last word? Sha'nin. This is yani a description that Allah has given about Himself. Allah is speaking about Himself in these words. Okay, let's read it again. First word and the second word together. كل يوم كل يوم. Third word. First three words together. First three words. كل يوم هو. يعني add the fourth word all together. First four words. كل يوم هو في. نعم كل يوم هو في شأن. Okay, let's read the whole sentence together. نعم كل يوم هو في شأن كل يوم هو في شأن Okay, last line, line 6, page 61, lesson 30, the last line, first word. Ma. Ma. Okay, note here that this word, there's a vowel missing, right? So please put the vowel in. It's mim fatha, followed by lam with fatha. Lam with fatha. Followed by aleph, which has hamza with sukoon. Aleph has hamza with sukoon. And the last letter is ta with dhamma. Okay? So the first syllable is going to be mim fatha. The second syllable is going to be lam with fatha connected to hamza with sukoon. That's a syllable. Lam with fatha, hamza, sukoon. Break, stop right there. And then there's ta with dhamma. Okay, let's read the first word.
Mala'tu.
Mala'tu. Mala'tu. It's from the verb mala'a. Mala'tu, ana mala'tu. Mala'a. Tayyib. Second word, short vowel followed by hamza with sukoon. That's two syllables. Then noon with fatha elongated by aleph, three syllables. Second word. Bada'na. Bada'na. Yani from the verb bada'a, bada'a, to begin. Bada'na, we began. Bada'na. Third word. Nasha'tum. Noon with fatha, that's one syllable. Sheen with fatha followed by, connected to hamza with sukoon, that's the second syllable. And then ta with dhamma followed by meem with sukoon, that's the third syllable. Okay, read it again. Nasha'tum, nasha'a, from the verb nasha'a. Nasha'tum antum, nasha'tum. Okay, let's read this line all together. Line 6, first word. Mala'tu. Second word. Bada'na. Bada'na. Third word. Nasha'tum. Nasha'tum. Okay. Let's go back and read this lesson again. This time we're going to read it individually. Everybody's going to get a chance to read. Is anybody behind me that I can't see? Who's that back there? Who's that? Oh, Muhammad. Muhammad bin Said. Okay, Muhammad bin Said. Okay. Who else back here? Mustafa, Elihu, Musa, Aib, Abdullahi, Khatib. I can't see the people behind me here. Huh? Okay. Naam. Okay, let's read the lesson. Naam. You want to take the first word? Okay, we're going to read lesson 30. We're going to read lesson 30 individually. Everybody's going to get a chance to read. Who wants to read? Lesson 30, page 60, line 1, first word, Abdu'l-Shakur. Abdu'l-Shakur, Abdu'l-Sabur. Y'all switch places on me now. You're supposed to be over there, you're supposed to be over here. Hey, what's going on here? Abdu'l-Sabur. Now, first word.
Ra-sun.
Ra-sun. Second word, Abdu'l-Shakur.
Ya-ti.
Ya-ti. Third word, Abdullahi.
Ya-kulu.
Line 2, first word, Hassan. Ba-sun. Second word, Ab-Khatib. Ka-sun. Naam, ba-sun. Ka-sun. Last word, Naam, Mustafa.
Fa-ti.
Fa-ti. Okay, Abdul Hadi, you want to take line 3?
Yeah.
Naam.
Inna ya
juja wa ma juja. Naam. Inna ya juja wa ma juja. Somebody else read that line. Somebody else read that line. Who didn't read? Naam, Abdul Wali.
Inna ya juja wa ma juja.
Naam. Somebody else. Somebody else read that line. Salahuddin.
Inna ya juja wa ma juja.
Naam, so these are words that came directly from the Qur'an, from an ayah from the Qur'an. And the importance of this is that at this stage, where we are about halfway through the book, or a little bit more than halfway through the book, yani, it shows you that actually you should now have begun starting to try to read from the Qur'an. Okay? And after we finish the next 10 letters, we'll take the last 10 lessons, will just be special rules for reading. And we have 10 more letters maybe to read, about 10 letters. And after we finish from those letters, you should Yani be able to open the Mus'haf, and you should be able to read. You should be able to read. Yani everybody is going to have a different level of proficiency, but the more you practice, the better you become at it. And once we go through the special rules, the last 10 lessons, inshallah, you shouldn't have any difficulty reading from the Qur'an. Of course, there are still rules for proper recitation of the Qur'an, known as the rules of Tajweed, right? And those also should be studied, no doubt, and the Qur'an should be read with somebody who knows well how to read the Qur'an. So that when you read, there's somebody there listening to you to correct you. Because this is the speech of Allah. And we don't want to be twisting the words of Allah. Rather, we want to read them correctly. So you should always try to practice reading to somebody. If you're learning a surah, read it first to somebody. And make sure that you are pronouncing it correctly before you memorize it. Don't memorize it, and then somebody has to come and make you throw away that yani effort and start all over again. Okay, this is the Book of Allah. It should be recited properly to the best of our ability. Okay. Okay, let's go to the next page, 61. Page 61, line 4, first word. Who wants the first word? Mustafa.
Kada'bi.
Kada'bi. Second word. Second word. Second word.
Ma'wahu.
Okay. Ma'wahu. Ma'wahu. Third word. Hassan. Fa'run. Last word. Last word. Abdurrahman. Naam, ma'kalun, ma'kalun, ma'kalun. Okay, line 5. Again, this is a portion of an ayah from the Quran. Salahuddin.
Kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'nin.
Naam, kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'nin. Somebody else. Naam, Abdul Hadi.
Kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'nin.
Naam, somebody else. Abdullahi. Naam. كل يوم, every day, huwa, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi sha'nin. Yani, every day, he is engaged in, yani, those things that are part of his rububiyyah. Naam. Creating, giving life, causing death, providing, and so on. That's Allah's affair. كل يوم huwa fi sha'nin. This is from Surah Al-Rahman, 55th Surah, 29th Ayah, line 6. Line 6, first word. Line 6, first word. Naam, Mustafa.
Mala'tu.
Mala'tu. Second word, second word. Who's that back there? Oh, Suleiman, I didn't see you. Abdul Karim. Move over a little bit so I can see this young man here, man. He's a guy, he got some real serious air cover, man. I didn't even know he was there. Oh, there's somebody else here, too. Oh boy. Yeah, Abdul Karim. The young folks are using you as a shield, man. Everybody's hiding behind you. What's going on, man? But you got a deal with them or something, man? Are they paying you for this or what? Five. Line 6, second words. Line 6, second word. Muhammad didn't read yet.
Bada'na.
Bada'na. Last word. Line 6, last word. Abdul Aziz didn't read yet. Nasha'. Tum, nashatum. Okay, any question about the letter Hamza when it doesn't have a vowel? It's just, Hamza is a glottal stop. Normally if you pronounce it when it has a vowel, you're going to stop and then pronounce the vowel. Huh? But if it has no vowel, it's just going to be a stop, and then you go to, immediately to the rest of the word. Alright? Okay, let's go on to the next lesson. Lesson number 31. Lesson number 31 on page 62. Lesson 31. On page 62. Okay, this lesson, it says new element, DHA, the. This is the sound of TH in this. The TH in this, or those. And that, the, this, these, those. Huh? It is said that this particular letter is pronounced like the TH in this, these, and those. Its articulation point, like the letter Tha and the letter Va. Its articulation point is from the same point of Tha. Tha, Tha. The articulation point is from the same place, but there are two different letters, and their sound is not the same. It is from the top side of the tip of the tongue and the bottom edges of the two top incisors. Top top side of the tip of the tongue, and the touching the edges of the two top front teeth, yani incisors. Okay, this, these, those, as opposed to tha, as in thought, huh? Think. That's a different sound. Both of them th in English, two different sounds. Okay, this sound is these, those. Okay, so please pay attention to this particular sound. Okay, let's look at the exercises for lesson 31 on page, starting on page 62. We see that this lesson or this letter, the, this consonant, is one of the letters that cannot connect to anything following it. Okay, so just like previously, we had the letter dal, and we had the letter ra and zay. This also is from those letters that can connect to a letter before, but cannot connect to a letter after it. Cannot connect to a letter after it, so it should never be connected to the letter following it in a word. As far as the letter before, as long as that letter is not a non-connector, it should be connected to it. If the letter before it is also a non-connector, obviously, then they will not be connecting. Also, I want to note that the letter tha is written exactly like the letter del that we had previously, except that it has a dot. Okay, except that it has a dot. And unlike the letters ra and zay, it doesn't go below the line. The letter del and thel do not go below the line. Ra goes below the line. Zay goes below the line. And if you were writing on a lined paper, the ra is above the line and below the line. Del is just on top of the line. Okay, it stays on top of the line. It doesn't go below. And you notice that some letters, if you look at the end of this page, we see two words with ra. Ra is going below the line. Thel is on the line. If there was an imaginary line there, you see thel is on the line, ra is below the line. So certain letters in Arabic are written above the line or below the line or above and below. Okay, so pay attention to this. You're on page 62, lesson 31, line 1. The first word.
Is.
Naam. Second word.
Iza.
Short vowel, long vowel. Iza. Iza ja'a nasrullahi wal fath. Iza. Iza. Third word. Azahu. Azahu. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel. Azahu. Fourth word. Zakara. Zakara. Notice that the letter Zel, is on the line. Huh? And Ra, in the end of that word, is below the line. Zakara. Zakara. Last word, line one.
Zikrun.
Zikrun. Run. Thou with kasr followed by kaf with sukun, that's one syllable, zik. And then ra with tanween is another syllable, run, zikrun. Okay, let's read this line together. Line one, first word.
Is.
Second word.
Iza.
Third word.
Azahu.
Azahu. Fourth word.
Zakara.
Zakara. Last word.
Zikrun.
Zikrun. Okay, let's go to line 2. Line 2. First word.
Zukurun.
Zukurun. Second word.
Zu.
Third word.
Zatu.
Last word.
Zawata.
Two long vowels on the end. Zawata. Ta, zawata. Let's read line 2 all together. First word.
Zukurun.
Second word.
Zu.
Third word.
Zatu.
Last word.
Zawata.
Zawata. Line 3. The first word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Three syllables. Short, long, tanween. First word.
Zubabun.
Zubabun. Second word has shadda on the ra. So pay attention to emphasizing the ra. Second word. Zarratun. 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 If we stop on this word, we pronounce it how?
Zarra.
ذَرَّ يعني the ta marbuta is always at the end of the word. If you stop on it, we don't pronounce it like ta, we pronounce it like ha. And we don't pronounce its vowels. Whether it has a single vowel or tanween, when you stop on a word with ta marbuta, you pronounce it without any vowels. You pronounce it like the sound of ha with no vowels. That means it should be pronounced dharra, dharra, dharra. If we continue reading, we pronounce it like ta with its vowels. It became dharratun, dharratun. Line 3, third word. Zalilun, zalilun, zalilun. Last word, pay attention to the shadda on the lam. Last word. Azillatun, azillatun, azillatun. If we stop on this word, we pronounce it? Azilla. Okay, let's read this line all together. Line 3, first word. Line 3, first word. Dhubabun. Second word. Dharratun. Third word. Zalilun. Last word. Azillatun. Turn to page 63. Lesson 31, page 63, the letter. Zal. Yani its name is Zal. It's pronounced like THN. This, these, those. Page 63, line 4. Notice that the first word has a shadda on the calf. Emphasize the calf with the shadda. First word. Zakkaytun. Zakkaytum. Zakkaytum. Second word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Second word. Dhunubun. Dhunubun. Bun, dhunubun. May Allah forgive us our sins and protect us from re-entering into them again. Dhunub is the plural of dhamb, dhamb, which means a sin. Dhunub. Okay, last word, line 4. Now, 3 short vowels, 3 syllables, all of them short. Dha-ha-ba, dha-ha-ba, dha-ha-ba. Okay, let's read line 4 together. From the beginning of the line, first word? Zakkaytum. Zakkaytum. Second word? Dhunubun. Last word? Zahaba. Zahaba. The box on the bottom of the page is just distinguishing between the two letters that are similar in their shape, the letter dal and the letter that we just took here, dal. Okay, both of them are written the same way except for the nukta on the letter thou. Both of them are non-connectors. They connect to the letter before them, but they do not connect to the letter following. Okay, let's review this letter. Everybody reading individually. Yani, back to page 62, lesson 31, page 62, line 1. First word. First word, Suleiman. Is. Second word. Second word, Mustafa.
Iza.
Third word. Third word, Hassan. Azahu. Azahu. Fourth word, Abdus Sabur.
Zakaru. Zakara.
Zakara. Zakara. Last word, Nam. Omar. Omar, right? Yeah, Omar. What is it?
Zikrun.
Line 2, first word. First word, Nam. Abdurrahman. Zukurun. Zukurun. Second word, Abdul Shakur.
Dhu.
Dhu. Dhu, by the way, means, yani like in the name of Allah, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, it means sahib, the one who possessed something. Naam, dhu. Third word, line 2. Naam, khatib.
Dhu. Dhu.
Dhu. Fatta alif.
Dhu. Dhatu.
Naam, dhatu. Last word. Last word, Abdullahi. Zawata. Line 3. Line 3. First word. Naam. Over there, Abdul Hadi. Zubabun. Second word. Second word, Abdul Aziz. Huh? Zarratun. Third word, Mustafa.
Zalilun.
Zalilun. Last word, Salahuddin.
Azillatun.
Azillatun. Okay, let's go. Next page, 63, line 4, first word, Suleiman. Again? There's a diphthong there. A. Zakaytum. Zakaytum. Second word, Abdullahi. Dhunubun. Last word, Salahuddin.
Zahaba.
Okay, any question about the letter Zal? Any question about the letter Zal? Okay, inshallah, we're going to review quickly some of the lessons that we took previously, starting with lesson 22. Okay, starting with lesson 22 on page 44. We're going to go to lesson 22 on page 44. Okay, we're going to review just quickly in the time that remains. We only have a few minutes before the time for the prayer, so let's try to focus, pay attention, and read carefully. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we normally have in this class before Dhuhr, right? Okay. All right, so in any case, we still have like about 10 minutes before Book 1 class, all right? Jazakallah khair. Naam. Okay, so let's read from page 44, lesson 22. Page 44, lesson 22. The letter Fa is from the lips, right? The letter Fa. Fa. Huh? Okay, line 1, page 44, lesson 22, line 1, first word.
Kafin.
Second word.
Uffin.
With Dhamma, again.
Uffin.
Uffin, with Shadda on the Fa. Uffin. Third word.
Anfun.
Last word.
Kaifa.
This is a diphthong. Fatta followed by Ya with Sukun. Kaifa. Line 2, this is also a diphthong, but Fatta followed by Wow with Sukun. First word.
Saufa.
Second word.
Famun.
Third word.
Kafun.
Shadda on the Fa. Kafun. Kafun. Last word.
Lafifun.
Lafifun. Lafifun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Line 3. First word.
Fatilun.
Second word. Fuhu. Long vowel, short vowel. Fuhu. Third word.
Afnanun.
Afnanun. Last word.
Nafsun.
Nafsun. Turn to page 45. Line 4. First word.
Manfushun.
Manfushun. Second word. Shafatun. Shafatun. If we stop on this word. Shafa. Shafa. Yani the time about to pronounce like H with no vowels. Shafa. Shafa. Third word. Tafshalu. 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 Last word. Kafanun. 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 Line 5, first word.
Kafana.
Kafana. Short vowel, long vowel, long vowel. Kafana. Second word.
Akufu.
Akufu. Shadda on the Fa. Akufu. Akufu. Last word.
Nafasun.
Two short vowels and then tanween. Nafasun. Again.
Nafasun.
Nafasun. Nafasun. Okay, the next lesson, 23, page 46, the letter Tha. Now today we had the letter Thal. They are from the same makhraj, but their sounds are not the same. Tha is like the TH in English, thought. Thought. And that we had today is like the TH in English, this. This. Okay, so pay attention to the difference in the sound of these two letters, tha and tha. Tha and tha. Here we have tha, tha. Okay, we're lesson 23, page 46, line 1, first word.
Batha.
Batha, with shadda on the tha. Means you have to hold it. Batha. Batha. Remember, sukoon means the letter is doubled. The first one has, shadda. Means the letter is doubled. The first letter of the double letter has sukoon. Means you're going to pronounce it with the letter before it. So the first tha is going to be pronounced with the ba with fatha, beth. And then the second tha is pronounced with the vowel fatha, tha. Beth, tha. Beth, tha. Beth, tha. Second word.
Thamma.
Same rule here. Shadda on the meme. There's two memes. The first one has sukoon. It's pronounced with the tha with fatha. Tham. And then meme with fatha, ma. Thamma. Next word. Third word. Thumma. Fourth word. Thullatun. Shadda on the lamb. Thullatun. 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 If we stop on this word. Thulla. Thulla. Fifth word. Fifth word. Thumma. Mun. Thumma. Mun, short vowel, long vowel, tanwin. Thuma mun. Last word, line one. Thalama. Three short vowels, three syllables. Thalama. Line two, first word. Thalathatun. Huh? Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel, tanwin. Thalathatun. If we stop on this word, how do we pronounce it? Thalatha. Thalatha. Second word.
Thawbun.
Thawbun. This is a diphthong. Fatha followed by wow with sukoon. Ow. Thawbun. Thawbun. Third word.
Thaba.
Thaba. Long vowel, short vowel. Two syllables. Thaba. Last word.
Mathubatun.
Mathubatun. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel, tanween. Four syllables. Mathubatun. Mathubatun. If we stop on this word, we pronounce it?
Mathuba.
Mathuba. Line three. First word. First word.
Mathabatun.
Mathabatun. Mathabatun. If we stop on this word, we pronounce it?
Mathaba.
Mathaba. Next word. Second word. Mathanatun. Mathanatun. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel. Tanween. Mathanatun. If we stop on this word, we pronounce it?
Mathana.
Third word. Thamanin. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Thamanin. Last word.
Mathalun.
Mathalun. Mathalun. Page 47. Line 4, lesson 23. Line 4, first word.
Athnaytu.
Okay, the first syllable is hamza with fatha, followed by tha with sukoon. That's one syllable, F. The next syllable is noon with fatha, followed by ya with sukoon. That's a diphthong, A, nay. And the last syllable is ta with dhamma. Okay, read the word again.
Athnaytu.
Nay two. F nay two. Second word, line four. Tha ba ta. Tha ba ta. Next word, third word. Thabit. 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 Now, shadda on the ba. The second ba is vowel is kasra. Because whenever the vowel is written underneath the shadda, that means it's kasra. Thabit. The last word, line four.
Labitha.
Labitha. Labitha. Labitha. Turn to page 48, lesson 24. Lesson 24, page 48, the letter dal. Remember, we said dal today. This is its companion. It's written in the same form, except it doesn't have a dot. It doesn't have a nukta. The letter dal is pronounced from the same makhraj as ta. Da, ta, and ta. Yani tip of the tongue touching the gums of the upper front teeth. Ta, da, fa. This is da, the letter dal. Okay, the first, page 48, lesson 24, line 1, first word.
Dalmun.
Damun. Damun. Second word.
Dalla.
Dalla. Shadda on the lamb. Dalla. Third word.
Adullu.
أدلو شد on the lam أدلو. The شد means the letter is doubled. Emphasize that letter. Fourth word.
Dikun.
Dikun. Long vowel. Walaikum salam. And tanween. Two syllables. Dikun. Last word.
Aidin.
Aidin. That's a diphthong. Hamza fatha followed by ya with sukoon. Aidin. Aidin. Line. Two, first word.
Shadidun.
Shadidun. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Shadidun. Second word.
Andadun.
Andadun. Sukoon on the noon means join it with the hamza with fatta. An. Dal with fatta elongated by aleph. Da. Dal with tanween. Dun. Andadun. Third word. Dawla. Tun, dawlatun. Yani the first syllable is the diphthong. Fatha followed by wow with sukoon. Aw. Dawlatun. Dawlatun. If we stop on this word, we pronounce it?
Dawla.
Dawla. Last word, line two?
Ba-da-a.
This is Hamza with a vowel, right? Ba-da-a. Ba-da-a. Yani it's a stop, glottal stop, right? Ba-da-a. Not ba-da, but rather ba-da-a. Okay, line three, first word.
Hud,
hudun. Hud, hudun. Hud, hudun. Second word. Hada'a. Hada'a. Third word.
Muddatin.
Muddatin. If we stop on this word.
Mudda.
Last word. Hadaynahu. Haday, that's a diphthong. Hadaynahu. Page 49, line 4. First word.
Damin.
Damin. Second word.
Tadumu.
Tadumu. Third word.
Baladun.
Baladun. Page 50, lesson 25. Huh? Okay. Alright. We're going to go a little over time. Inshallah. Page 50. Lesson 25, the letter Jim. Jim is pronounced from the same place, from the middle of the tongue and the upper part of the mouth, same as the letter Ya when it's used as a consonant. Jim, Ja. Okay, line one, first word.
Tajun.
Tajun. Second word.
Najin.
Najin. Third word.
Maujun.
Maujun. Fourth word.
Faujun.
Last word.
Shadja.
Shadja. With shadda. Shadja. Line two. First word.
Najauta.
Najauta. Second word.
Ajib.
Ajib. Third word.
Mujibun.
Mujibun. Line three. Line three. First word.
Jaba.
Jaba. Second word.
Jihatun.
Jihatun. Jihatun. Third word.
Anjaynahu.
Anjaynahu. Last word.
Dajajatun.
Page 51, line 4. First word.
Jidalun.
Second word.
Sajada.
Third word.
Masjidun.
Last word.
Majidun.
Line 5. First word. Ajidu. Second word.
Jamalun.
Third word.
Jamalun.
Last word.
Jihadun.
Page 52, lesson 26, the letter Zay. The letter Zay. It looks like Ra, except it has a dot. Both of these, Ra and Zay, are non-connectors. Page 52, line 1. First word.
Zada.
Zada. Second word.
Zujajun.
Zujajun. Third word.
Azalla.
With shadda on the lam. Azalla. Last word.
Zifafun.
Zifafun. Line two.
Zahratun.
Second word.
Zamanun.
Third word. Again. Zukamun. Zukamun. Last word. زنيم. Line 3, first word.
زهد.
زهد. Second word.
زلزلت.
Third word.
حزة.
With shadd on the زي. حزة. Last word.
حزلون.
وعليكم السلام. Page 53, line 4, first word.
نزل.
Second word.
أنزل.
Third word.
نزلون.
Last word. مزدلفتون. This is a long word, right? مزدلفتون. 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 If you pronounce it on stop mode, you say what?
مزدلفة.
Line 5, first word. مزجة. مزجة. Second word. زمزم. Last word.
مزيدون.
Okay, the companion of زي, the letter Ra. Page 54, lesson 27. Ra. Ra. It's not pronounced heavy like in English. It's a light sound. Ra. Ri. Ru. Line 1, first word.
Zara.
Second word.
Ramzun.
Ramzun. Third word.
Rabbun.
Last word. Ra-a. That's a diphthong. Ra-a. 2. Line 2, first word.
Ra-me-ta.
Ra-me-ta. Second word. Adraka. Third word.
Rakiba.
Fourth word.
Ramimun.
Line 3, first word.
Baridun.
Second word.
Irthun.
Third word.
Mirathun.
Last word.
Turathun.
Page 55, line 4, first word.
Irama.
Second word.
Alam tara.
Third word.
Mudirun.
Last word.
Tauratun.
Line 5. First word.
Israrun.
Second word.
Thamaratun.
Third word.
Tamrun.
Last word.
Tumurun.
Line 6, first word.
Taraka.
Taraka. Second word.
Fardun.
Fardun. Third word.
Ajrun.
Ajrun. Last word.
Basharun.
Line 7, first word.
Faridun.
Second word.
Dusurin.
Dusurin. Third word.
Sharun.
And the last word?
Thawratun.
Okay, as far as lesson 28 and 29, we read them. We reviewed them in the beginning of this class, so we're going to skip them for today, inshallah. And we're going to stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Please review regularly, constantly, daily. Try to stay on top of this review. It's very, very important that you review the lessons regularly.